Because of the sexual abuse in my life and the depression, I nearly ended my life. Then I heard Jesus call my name, and he brought healing and wholeness to an impossible situation.
Real life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and callous life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution. God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show, where we're going to talk to real people who had real problems but found answers in a real God. Lately, we've been talking about a very uncomfortable subject. We've been talking about and exposing how 2% of women experience sexual abuse from their own biological fathers. Now, listener discretion is advised, as the contents you're about to hear are disturbing and intended for a very mature audience. Yes, it does happen. 1 out of 40 girls will experience sexual abuse from their biological fathers. Now, just talking about it is quite uncomfortable, but it's necessary as we're going to expose the reality some girls go through and how horrible it really is. In our last show, we had Elizabeth Hirschberger share with us how she grew up in an Amish sect, but in her family, there was something very ungodly that was happening, and she was being sexually abused by her father for many, many years. She shared with us how her father was kind of brainwashing her through this process, trying to convince her that it was normal and actually it was his duty to do these very things. She really struggled within herself, trying to make herself like it or to try to bear through it, but it was very difficult for her as everything inside of her hated this very thing, which is normal. And so today she's going to share with us more how it affected her marriage. She did share with us in her last show that she was very angry and everything her husband did reminded her of her past. And so it really brought great difficulty in their marriage. And she's going to talk more about how she came to know Christ today. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
Well, Elizabeth, this is, you know, some pretty heavy stuff here. And you were feeling very depressed at this time. You were sharing with us in our last show.
Yes.
I can see that, where you're hiding it from your husband, you're hiding it from your children, but all that you could think about was the past. You couldn't even eat dinner with them because you were processing these emotions. Let's go back to that moment. Were you thinking of ending your life at this time?
I was, and there was a number of reasons why. And at the time, I wasn't exactly aware that all these emotions were because of the abuse. I just became so depressed and so angry. And just feelings of worthlessness and knowing now that what happened wasn't supposed to happen.
Oh.
I felt like my husband deserved better.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve to have a wife that was used. He didn't deserve to have a wife that had already been exposed to another man.
Yeah.
And I had all these negative, condemning, accusing voices in my head. You're worthless. He deserves better. He'd be better off if you weren't around. Your kids would definitely be better off with a different mama.
Wow.
And as those thoughts became real heavy on my heart, I began to voice them. I began to speak those out to my husband.
Wow. So he's like shocked.
He's very shocked and he's not enjoying this at all.
Wow.
And I would say things to him like, you deserve somebody better than me, or you'd be better off without me. And, you know, as you speak those things out, if you're not careful, it'll become a reality. And so it just became more and more something that I meditated on. It became more than just thoughts. It became a meditation. It became the thing that I thought about during the day.
Jeez.
And of course, you know, you mess up and it's right there. Those voices are right there. See? Told you so.
Oh.
And the more I thought about it, the more I became a terrible mom. And just one thing in particular I remember trying so hard to overcome was anger. I just felt like that's such a terrible thing to bring into motherhood and into a marriage. And so I tried desperately to overcome the anger.
Yeah.
And lashing out at my husband. That man took so much abuse that he didn't deserve.
Oh.
Obviously not physical, but just things that would lash out at him And he didn't deserve it. He didn't do anything to deserve it.
Wow.
And so I am desperately trying to overcome this hatred. If I can just overcome the anger that I have in my heart, I would feel better.
Right.
And I had no power. I had absolutely no way to overcome this. That was another thing that just was like, okay, the only way out is to end my life.
Wow.
Because I'm unfixable.
Yeah, you felt like you were broken glass from the first time. It's broken, can't put it together.
Yeah, exactly.
My gosh, and I think there's someone who's listening who probably can really relate to that. Now, I understand in your turmoil, there was some Mennonite woman who were Christians, but they preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to you, and like you heard it for the first time. Tell us about that moment.
Yeah, so we had a family, actually, that came and ministered to our family, and they shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, not the gospel of the Amish church or any religion for that matter, but the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus, the Son of God, came to the earth, died, and rose again for your sins. And here was what got me too, was it wasn't just for my sin. It was for my pain. It was for my whole being. So they kind of preached that to us. And this might shock a lot of people, but here's where I actually then planned to kill myself, because a lot of my family members were experiencing this freedom that they were talking about, and they were becoming born again, and they were just on cloud nine.
Oh.
And they were just receiving this love of God, and I would see it in their eyes. I saw it. I literally saw it. I wanted it so bad, but I wasn't getting it.
You didn't know how to get it, right?
I didn't know how to get it. And I think I was blocking it. I was pushing it away. But in my mind at the time, I thought for sure that this is not for me because I'm too far gone. I have messed up too many times.
Wow.
I had this mentality at the time, me again, always me getting dumped on, always me, nothing ever works out for me. And so this was another one of those moments where all my family is experiencing this amazing love of God and I'm not. This is it. This is done. I can't do it anymore. So now I've heard the gospel. I've heard of the love of Jesus, but I can't quite reach it.
So you planned to kill yourself at that moment?
I did. I planned to kill myself. I had it all planned out, exactly how I was going to do it. In fact, I had my phone in my hand to call my mom. My plan was to ask her to come stay with my children so that I could go grocery shopping. And by the time she was to get there, I was going to be gone already.
You planned to like shoot yourself?
I did. I had my gun loaded and it was in the closet ready to go.
Wow.
And for some reason, I had my laundry in the basement at the time. I decided to go downstairs and switch out the laundry. And I'm going down and I'm kind of just dragging my hand over the handrail. The best way I know how to describe what I was feeling is I was stale. I was done feeling. I was done caring. I was done being a mom. I was done being a wife. I was done trying to be good. I was done. It was over.
Yeah.
And I'm going down and I'm just kind of dragging my hand over the handrail and it was a little bit rough. And I'm just kind of thinking about the handrail, how it's rough. And clear as day, I hear in my mind, what are you thinking? And I knew that it was God. It wasn't an audible voice, but I knew for the first time in my life, I knew that God is listening to me, even though it was kind of a rebuke, like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
But it stopped me in my tracks.
Wow.
I can honestly tell you, I do not know what I did in the next moments, but I must not have called my mom because she never showed up. It's a little blurry what happened after that.
Wow.
I just remember that moment clear as day. And I remember stopping and going, whoa, God knows I'm here.
That's amazing.
And then reality hit. I saw my kids and I thought, what am I thinking? You know, it just kind of,
like it made sense. It's almost like God was showing you.
It made sense. And for the first time in months, maybe years, I had a little moment of clarity, like real clarity.
Wow. Elizabeth, let's stop here because I want to have you on our next show to talk about how your experience with God and Jesus Christ made a huge impact in your life. And I understand you received much healing from the past pain. Elizabeth, thanks so much for sharing with us today. We're waiting to hear more from you.
Sounds good.
Hold tight. We're going to discover deeper what ancient scripture says about what you just heard right after the short break.
Are you or someone you know going through a tough time? Is someone you know struggling with addiction, depression, going through a life-changing event? Do you feel like these powerful shows could help? If so, please share this show with your friends and family. You can find these powerful shows on any popular listening platform, like Spotify, Alexa, Google Podcasts, and more. You can search The Real Life Radio Show with Anhle. That's A-N-H-L-E. Just pick the testimony they need to hear and share the link.
Real Life Radio is a ministry of Awakening the Nations, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that depends on your donations. If you would like to find out more about us or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com. That's www.therealliferadioshow.com. Please help us to expand the reach of these shows. We couldn't do it without you. More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? What I love about this story is the power of the gospel. Scripture says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." You can really see this verse revealed in Elizabeth's testimony. I mean, here she was, a broken person, even possibly jaded when it came to God and religion. Years upon years, she saw hypocrisy to the max. She saw her faith as a means of what? Sexual abuse. But this is the true power of the true gospel. The gospel is more powerful than any wall set up by Satan himself. No one can stop the power of the gospel. As this woman preached to her, she learned for the first time that God is the God of love, not of moral rules and expectations. She learned that salvation wasn't based upon her performance, but rather it was based upon the grace of God. It's written in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Let's really dissect this. Elizabeth was in a place where here her whole life she was told that salvation was for those who are morally astute and lived in such a way. Her father perverted that picture even more by making it about sexual abuse. How can anyone come to God after that? How can anyone want to get to know God after believing that God was the source of all this pain and damage? It looks nearly impossible for her to receive the gospel, but she did. This is why I'm talking about. The true gospel has power. The gospel is powerful, not because of the message or because it sounds nice, but because it's what Jesus did at the cross. Jesus paid the price for all the sins that keep us from the presence of God. The gospel proclaims Jesus rose from the dead after 3 days. And you know what? So did Elizabeth's life rose from her emotional grave after receiving Christ as her Savior. And that power is here for you now. If you feel dead inside because of something that happened to you, Jesus is here to save your soul. Jesus, we receive you. We believe in you. Give us new life. Give us a second chance. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you're blessed by this testimony, and I know that your life was touched.
To listen to more shows, search us online at The Real Life Radio Show with Anhle, spelled A-N-H-L-E. You can find us on Spotify, Alexa, and others. See you next time.